yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. It's going to be a mostly sunny day today. The winds are blowing, have been most of, it's lovely, isn't it, for sleeping? The easterlies are 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 35. So be prepared when you're playing golf today. Welcome to the show, Leslie Andrews.
Hello, Danielle. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. It's good to have you on. I was talking about your amazing career, ESPN, Disney. You have an MBA. You are an amazing woman, and you decided to leave that very comfortable income, I imagine it was, that just came in on a regular basis, and you struck out and created your own business. Why did you do that?
Well, I did that because I decided I wanted to do something where I was able to follow my passion a little bit more, and I had had the opportunity to have a traditional career in business and had a certain amount of success in that career, but I really wanted to do something that I loved. And I saw an opportunity to combine my love of golf with my business experience, and I've had a great time doing it, I have to say.
When did you start playing golf?
Well, I actually learned to play golf when I was 30. And I really like to tell people that because I'm now a Class A teaching pro, and so I like to tell my students you can take up golf as an adult and actually get quite good at it. So I learned to play as an adult.
Yeah, I love that you tell people that, because so many people think, I didn't start as a junior golfer, so I don't have a chance. You started when you were 30. You can start at any age. That's the beauty, right? That's the beauty of this game.
Absolutely, yeah. You can start at age 4, you can start at age 80, or any place in between.
You know, what you're the oldest student you've had?
The oldest student I've had, I'm going to say, is 87.
Wow. So, yes. See? Okay. Yeah, I plan to have my hearing when I'm 87. That's something we were talking about earlier. In the business of radio, we tend to have our headsets on very loud. So we all want to take care of our bodies and take care of all of our senses so we have them when we're 87 and taking up the game of golf. Stay flexible, people. We've got the Rocket Balls giveaway for you. The number to call is 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. The ninth caller is going to be the winner. We're talking with Leslie Andrews. She worked for Disney, ESPN, Ivy League MBA from Dartmouth, turned Class A LPGA teaching professional, as you just heard. She started getting into the game of golf at 30 years old. Now she's come out with a book. She is an author. Even Par, How Golf Helps Women Gain the Upper Hand in Business. And I was interested in knowing, you talk about golf as a power business tool and that there's research to support that. Tell me about that.
Well, golf is indeed a power business tool. And I think, you know, I had always heard anecdotally that golf is the game of CEOs. And I know that in my own business career, I had an opportunity to play a lot of golf for business, a lot of business outings, a lot of opportunities to entertain clients, to play with my boss, my boss's boss, that sort of thing. And then when I started my own business, part of what I wanted to do was to teach other women how to use golf for business. Little did I know that, in fact, the research out there shows that 46% of women cite exclusion from informal networks as the single thing that prevents them from reaching the top of their career, whatever they consider the top.
Okay, can I interrupt you before you go to point two? When you say exclusion, you mean like they feel like they're left out of an opportunity?
They absolutely feel like they're left out of an opportunity.
And if they knew how to play golf, they would have those opportunities and they would gain from them?
Well, yes, but it's not quite that simple for women.
Okay.
Hence the book.
Explain, what do you mean? Why isn't it so simple for women?
Well, because there are a couple of different things in play. There is a skill set you need to learn to play golf. You need to be able to get the ball in the air. You need to be able to move the ball forward, et cetera, et cetera. That's the same regardless of gender. But women have certain, shall we say, challenges, specifically things like intimidation, fear of embarrassment, things that they theoretically have control over that keep them from getting on the golf course and taking advantage of golf as a business tool.
Now, what are those challenges?
Well, as I said, I'd like to talk about this, and I go into this in my book in terms of women throw certain hurdles up in front of themselves. Once they have a basic skill set, they still have this sense of saying, they have certain assumptions, like they assume that all men who play in business outings are good golfers. And you and I both know that that's not true.
Right? Okay.
Most people are sort of mediocre.
Yes. Yes, that is so important to say over and over again. The guys that are playing golf aren't as good as you see on television. The business guys that are playing golf are bad.
I agree. And to their great credit, they don't let that stop them from being out there and taking advantage of the opportunity to build very powerful relationships with important people in their career.
Exactly. See, what ladies don't realize is that the guys go out and they'll miss those shots 1, 2, 3, 4. They'll take a 12, a par 4. You don't have to hit it. You actually, you know, if you're lucky, you'll make a par. You probably make an 8, maybe a 12. It doesn't matter. You know,
exactly.
Right, Leslie?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So what we need people to do, for women to do, is to realize that it's okay. Now, there's a caveat to that statement, because women we're very competitive. We want to be at least as good as the median, the average person. We don't want to be, and especially if a woman joins a group of guys playing and she's not very good, she's always going to feel like she's holding the group up. Does that come into play?
Absolutely. And women in particular embrace this notion of not just being, I wouldn't even say women want to be the median. I think most women have the expectation that they need to be better than the guy in order to just keep up. And that often women even think perfection is a reasonable expectation in golf and in life. And golf is a very humbling sport. And really, truly, you don't have to be good at it to enjoy it, and you don't have to be good at it in order to use it as a business tool.
Okay. So, but you do need to know certain things. What do you recommend to the businesswoman if she wants to get into the game? She doesn't really know how to go about doing it. She's been invited to play in a charity event. What should she do?
Well, first of all, what I recommend she not do is make her first ever golf event something that's with a client or a boss or something that's a high, sort of high risk sort of situation. You do need to invest in learning how to play golf. You do need to develop a skill set. But the reason that I wrote the book is because I realized that there was a gap in the market, that it is intended as a tool to provide women with the information they need to make that transition onto the golf course and to utilize golf in a business sort of setting.
The name of the book is Even Par, How Golf Helps Women Gain the Upper Hand in Business. Men are more adept at using golf than women because they're not afraid of not being as good, and women feel that they need to. We've kind of established that. Women are afraid of being they're intimidated, and the fear of embarrassment, that comes into play?
Yes, and what I recommend people do, among other things, is I recommend things like women take a trip to the local golf course and spend a half an hour watching people tee off on the first hole. And they're going to immediately see that the average person is not very good at the game. They fall to the left, they go right, they roll down the fairway. You know, it is not the game that we're watching on television that the average person is playing. And it's very important that women understand the reality of the situation, not the sort of myths they have in their heads about how good other people are.
This is so cool. The book, Even Par, How Golf Helps Women Gain the Upper Hand in Business, it's designed to help women overcome the hurdles that, and I like how you put this, the hurdles that keep women off course, both in terms of golf and their career. Can you give me some ideas of those hurdles that I put in my own way that stopped me from achieving what I want to in my career?
Yes, I think that, women often have the notion, there is a game to be played in business. And if you think that the game is work hard, get the right assignment, get ahead, that's not the game. The game is building relationships, getting noticed, knowing how to put yourself in a position to be around powerful people so that they in turn can help you move up the ladder. It's not necessarily, being the best person at an Excel spreadsheet or being the smartest person. Those are great skills to have. But there are unwritten rules about getting noticed and getting promoted within an organization that men, frankly, are better at generally than women are.
Ah, I wonder, I think I know exactly what you're saying. Men are able to walk in and get the raise. Women aren't. Is it self-promotion?
It is self-promotion. And one of the things, specifically as it pertains to golf, for example, the average guy, if he gets invited to an outing, he's going to say yes. He doesn't say, oh, gosh, I don't think I'm good enough. I don't know how to play, blah, blah, blah. What I say to women, and I reinforce this over and over again in my book, is you want to be part of this, you got to put yourself in a position to get the invite. And then, most importantly, say yes. Don't say, I'm not good enough. Don't say, I don't know how to play. Say, yes, I will be there next month on the 15th. And then figure out later, how are you going to get good enough to get from here to there and not embarrass yourself? But you have to say yes and put yourself in a position to get noticed and to get invited.
That is so good. Yes, Leslie Andrews. No, I'm telling you, when I talk to men about being on this show, men say yes and figure out how they're going to do it. Women say, gee, I don't know if I can make that call. How am I going to? And it's like, come on. You said, Leslie Andrews said right away, yes, I'll be on the show. And then she figured out how she was going to make it happen. And that's what we need to do as women. Leslie Andrews, author, Even Par, How Golf Helps Women Gain the Upper Hand in Business. Go get it, okay? And listen to this lady. She knows what she's talking about. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks very much for having me. It's great talking to you.
Excellent. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.